Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood.
So at the house that Ashley and I lived at previously, going on about 2 years ago, we were able to have Verizon Fios pretty much since we got married. And when we moved up to our current location, which is in Frederick, Maryland, we had to get Comcast because Verizon Fios was not available. Not a huge fan of Comcast, always kind of been, just haven't liked the things that they've chosen, felt like they charged too much money, etc. And so we're getting ready to finish our two-year contract. So I'm trying to figure out where we want to go with our services with Comcast. And I've been feeling like I just want to get rid of the TV. I'm okay with continuing using their internet until I find a better internet provider near us. They seem to be the fastest, but I don't want to pay them for TV. But my wife and I enjoy our shows and just doing things like streaming off of Netflix or Hulu's library is not always safe or secure because shows will, you know, just become unavailable and things like that. So I know that we need some type of DVR service, but I want it to be a cloud DVR and so on and so forth. So I saw some conversations on micro.blog that was about over-the-air broadcasts and a network, essentially a network DVR that you can run on your computer that allows you to access essentially a cloud DVR for a very minimal amount of monthly cost. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to dive head first. I'm going to do this. Not going to mention to my wife, just going to experiment because that is a great idea, husbands. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't a big deal. But anyway, so I ordered a over-the-air antenna and the HD home run device to connect to the network on Amazon, got 2-day shipping, it arrived. So start experimenting, and boy, do we live in a place that is not good for on-the-air or over-the-air TV. I tried several different antennas, tried different positions, all on the second floor, all against an outer wall and a window. It just, at the best, I got NBC and two other stations were fuzzy. The software is great. There's some software for my Apple TV, for my iPhone. I loved how easy it was to connect to the network. Everything was great except for my placement in Frederick, Maryland, and the fact that pretty much every antenna broadcasting major network stations was 30 miles away, all in different directions. It was just not good. So, alas, that is the end of my over-the-air experiment. I have filed both things to return to Amazon, put them in boxes, dropped them off at the UPS drop box, and onto experiments, onto another day. So my current plan is to test out Hulu Live, which basically gives you a bunch of channels that you would typically get with cable, as well as some local channels, and gives you a cloud DVR functionality. So we already subscribed to Hulu, and so it's only like $30-ish to add Live to your current Hulu subscription. So I'm thinking that's probably a good idea. We probably spend between $40 and $50 right now. We have one of those packages, so it's TV and internet included. But when you go to just internet, I'm thinking it's probably when you include the DVR and the HD and the sports charges and all those little charges that they put on your bill, most of the extra charges on our bill are all TV related, not internet related, which is good news. So I would say it's probably about $50. And when our two-year contract goes up, unless we sign another one, which is currently undetermined exactly how good of a deal they'll give me if I sign back up for another contract. But currently, if we don't sign up for another contract, it's an additional $60 a month. So 50, 60. So that's 110, for TV, not a huge benefit. So go experiment with Hulu Live. If that doesn't work, I'm not quite sure what the next step is, since over the air doesn't work for the city that I live in. If you have any experience with alternative ways of watching television, definitely send me a message on micro.blog. I would love to hear it as I'm kind of thinking through what to do next. You get a week free of Hulu Live, but what I'm going to do is I think we'll need more than the week. Thankfully, fall shows are coming back on. So I'm not going to cancel our cable subscription, but essentially I'm going to commit to paying for a month of Hulu and basically find out, okay, in the month of September with Hulu, can we watch all the new shows that come on that we want to without running into any major issues? And if it works, great. In the next month or two, we can cancel Comcast. If not, then we'll cancel the Hulu Live and we will be back to square one. So yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts and have a great day. Bye.
This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.